家好，欢迎来到泡泡中文，我是 Echo.
I'm Brendan. So today's episode is about the fun you can have at a hospital with an arm that may be broken, snapped, or multiple fractured. Let's have a listen.
大夫，大夫，救命！我这手折了。
我眼睛又不是 X 光，先去拍个片子回来再说吧。
在哪儿呢？
给你开张单子，去放射科。嗨，你回来了。
这片子您快瞅瞅，
我看看，好像是骨折了。
哟，这您确定吗？
那就是骨裂。
这哪儿裂了？
我肯定了，是粉碎性骨折。
这越说越离谱了，您是医生吗？这儿是骨科吗？
当然是了，我给你打个石膏，再给你根绷带，你回家躺上去吧，伤筋动骨100天，不好再来看。
得了，我看你啊，就是一蒙古大夫混饭的。
不是，我是北京人。
All right, we're back. There's a lot of new stuff here, a lot of especially medical vocabulary.
Yeah, very useful. 而且有很多口语的。
Yeah, and including some incredibly useful ones. I don't think we have to do it line by line, but let's take a look at some of the more interesting lines.
Yeah.
大夫，大夫，救命！我这手折了。
这手折了。
Yeah, 这手折了。So 折 is kind of snap.Right, or it can also be fray, right? Like a wire can 折.
Yeah.
But here she's talking about her hand. And the doctor replies,
我眼睛又不是 X 光，先去拍个片子回来再说吧。
我眼睛又不是 X 光。
Yeah, it's like I don't have X-ray vision.
Yeah, 先去拍个片子回来再说吧。
Take an X-ray and then come back and we'll see.
Yeah.
在哪儿呢？
给你开张单子，去放射科。
给你开张单子。先去放射科。
Yeah, so 给你开张单子，单子 is like a script.
对。
And then go to 放射科, which is radiology.
嗨，你回来了。
这片子您快瞅瞅。
我看看。
这片子您快瞅瞅。
Take a look at this film, right? 瞅瞅 is, you know, take a gander, take a look.
Yeah.
好像是骨折了。
哟，这您确定吗？
那就是骨裂。
这哪儿裂了？
好像是骨折了。
That looks like a snap.
也就是说我们刚才说过那个折了。那就是骨裂。
Well, then maybe it's a break. And this is a difference in the ways bones can break. 折would be like crosswise, right? And so, you know, say your forearm is in two pieces and it's snapped in half lengthwise and it's totally gross.
Yeah.
And then 裂 would be if it broke...lengthwise.
对，会有一个口，但是你的整个骨头没有分开。
Right, right. So it's the difference between 折 is to fold something.
对，然后骨折比骨裂厉害多了。
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying 骨折, it's probably poking out through the skin and totally gross and, you know, traumatizing kids around you. 裂 is just a break.
对。
And then the next thing, his next guess is...
我肯定了，是粉碎性骨折。
粉碎性骨折。
粉碎性骨折。
Even worse.
Yeah, which is it's a 粉碎性. So 粉碎 sounds like powder, right? Like 粉, like
粉末.
粉末, right? It's a powder, and then 碎 is like shards or fragments. 性 is just, it's the adjective 骨折. So it's a compound fracture.
这越说越离谱了。您是医生吗？这儿是骨科吗？
这越说越离谱了。
Man, this is getting...More and more ridiculous. 离谱 is one we'll come back to later. It's a great word.
Yeah. 这是骨科吗?
You know.
就跟我们刚才说的放射科一样。
Right, like 放射科. So this is like orthopedics or osteopathy or, I mean, in the US, I think it'd be like musculoskeletal. It's the department that deals with bones.
Yes.
我给你打个石膏,再给你根绷带,你回家躺上去吧。伤筋动骨100天,不好再来看。
So we'll slap some plaster on it. Basically, 石膏 is like plaster, and give you some bandages, right?
Yeah.
But here it would be more like a sling.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
伤筋动骨100天，不好再来看。
伤筋动骨100天。
It takes 100 days for the tendons to heal and the bone to knit.
Yes,
right? Something like that.
我看你啊，就是一蒙古大夫混饭的。
不是，我是北京人。
我看你就一蒙古大夫。
This sounds like she's saying, you know, looks to me like you're a Mongolian doctor. But it's not a 蒙古大夫。
对，我们不是对蒙古大夫有什么特别的特别不好的意思。
Well, I have some Mongolian friends who might disagree, but no, it means somebody's a quack. Or a, and then the next thing she says...
或者我们会说二把刀。
Right, 二把刀is yeah, just somebody, there's something off about him. Mm-hmm. He's a quack, he's a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing she says is...
混饭的。
Yeah. So that's... 混 is a great word, and I think we should do a lesson on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it means sort of... In this case, somebody who's making a living by scamming people,
yes.
right? This is 混, like kind of to mix, right? Or to mess up or something like that. 饭 is food. So he's mixing it up to make his food. He's a scam artist and he makes a living.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
So,
那我们再听一遍录音。
Okay.
大夫，大夫，救命！这手折了。
我眼睛又不是 X 光，先去拍个片子回来再说吧。
在哪儿呢？
给你开张单子，去放射科。嗨，你回来了。
这片子您快瞅瞅。
我看看，好像是骨折了。
哟，这您确定吗？
那就是骨裂。
这哪儿裂了？
我肯定了，是粉碎性骨折。
这越说越离谱了，您是医生吗？这儿是骨科吗？
当然是了。我给你打个石膏，再给你根绷带，你回家躺上去吧。伤筋动骨100天，不好再来看。
得了，我看你啊，就是一蒙古大夫混饭的。
不是，我是北京人。
You may have noticed, not in the dialogue actually, but when Echo and I are speaking, we R-I's the end of...
这越说越离谱了。
噗噗。At the end of the dialogue, when the doctor, you know, he doesn't understand the phrase 蒙古大夫, and he says, 我是北京人。
北京人。
Right? That's two jokes. The first is that people from Beijing would never say 人。
Never say 北京人。
And the second is that he just doesn't know the phrase. Here, if you say 离谱 or 不靠谱, it would be like...I don't know. It would be like going to a Yankees game wearing a Red Sox hat. People will look at you like, you're not from around here, are you?
不是特别地道那种。
Yeah. All right, so we've told you, we've told you how to tell when your doctor is a quack, how to tell him that he is a quack, how to tell whether or not he is from Beijing, and then also some hopefully terms you'll never have to use.
Yeah.
But,
那些医学术语
Yeah. If you have any questions, as always, write to echo at popupchinese.com. And hopefully we'll see you next time with all of your limbs intact.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
大夫，大夫，救命！这手折了。
我眼睛又不是 X 光，先去拍个片子回来再说吧。
在哪儿呢？
给你开张单子，去放射科。嗨，你回来了。
这片子您快瞅瞅。
我看看，好像是骨折了。
哟，这您确定吗？
那就是骨裂。
这哪儿裂了？
我肯定了，是粉碎性骨折。
这越说越离谱了，您是医生吗？这儿是骨科吗？
当然是了，我给你打个石膏，再给你根绷带，你回家躺上去吧。伤筋动骨100天，不好再来看。
得了，我看你啊，就是一蒙古大夫混饭的。
不是，我是北京人。